lead Britain's governing Conservative Party on Tuesday and will become the country's next Prime Minister, tasked with fulfilling his promise to lead the UK out of the European Union come what may. In his first words following the announcement, Johnson said that as Prime Minister, he will deliver Brexit, unite the country, and defeat opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
But if you look at the history of the last 200 years of this party's existence, you will see that it is we Conservatives who have had the best insights, I think, into human nature.
In a vote of Conservative Party members, he defeated his rival Jeremy Hunt overwhelmingly, 66-34%.
And this was always going to be uphill for us because I was someone who voted Remain. We have a Prime Minister who voted Remain, and I think lots of Conservative Party members felt that this was a moment when you just had to have someone who voted for Brexit in the referendum.
Johnson will be installed as Prime Minister in a formal handover from Theresa May on Wednesday. Chaos continued into the overnight as an 11th day of protests against embattled Governor Ricardo Rossello in Puerto Rico continued with police firing canisters of tear gas to disperse protesters who had gathered near the governor's mansion in San Juan. The public fury erupted nearly 2 weeks ago when the island's Center for Investigative Journalism published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between Governor Rossello and several top aides and associates that included several profane messages laced with contempt for victims of 2017's Hurricane Maria. According to the state news agency KCNA, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspected a large new built submarine, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine-launched ballistic missile program. This is VOA News. As former special counsel Robert Mueller prepares to testify in the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees tomorrow, one thing remains certain. The veteran prosecutor and former FBI director will not be revealing anything that's not in his final report to Attorney General William Barr. Correspondent Jonathan Lemire.
He will testify for at least 5 hours and is expected to detail the findings of his report. Now let's remember, he found that there was not enough evidence to charge a criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. He did not rule one way or the other about whether or not the president obstructed justice. In fact, he went on to say that if he could have cleared the president of wrongdoing, he would have.
Democrats are expected to hammer away at the former special counsel about potential examples of obstruction of justice, especially efforts to fire then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions. At least 14 Venezuelan states and the capital were left in the dark again Monday, reviving fears of the blackouts that plunged the country into chaos a few months ago. Caracas came to a grinding halt as the power outage knocked out traffic lights and stopped the subways during rush hour. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday that sanctions imposed by the U.S. against Iran are working, but that more pressure is needed. Speaking at a joint news conference alongside U.S. Secretary of Energy Rick Perry, that in order to get Iran to abandon its nuclear and regional ambitions,
it's important to keep up the pressure. If I had to say what are the three things that we have to do in the face of Iranian aggression, it is pressure, pressure, and more pressure.
Netanyahu has been an outspoken critic of the nuclear deal between world powers and Iran and has accused it of trying to develop nuclear weapons. In the meantime, U.S. President Trump did his part to ramp up the rhetoric, telling reporters at the White House that Washington was ready for the absolute worst from Iran. Meanwhile, AP's Sagar Magani says President Trump denies Iran's story that it has arrested 17 people in the past year for spying for the United States.
An Iranian intelligence official says the recruits were all Iranian nationals arrested over the past month for spying on the Islamic Republic's nuclear and military sites.
That's totally a false story. That's another lie.
The report comes amid rising tensions between the nations over the president pulling the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. Asked if Washington's closer to a deal or armed conflict, he says Iran doesn't know which way it's going and continues disrespecting the U.S.
Frankly, it's getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran.
And says it could easily go either way. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.